Welcome to Rhema for Today.
See, instead of dwelling on the negatives, he told them, rejoice in the Lord. Because the Lord doesn't change. The Lord is our salvation. You got to begin to be on the positive side and not on the negative side. Sure, the negative side's there. Sure, we had all of these problems and we had all this trouble. But you know what? If you rejoice in the Lord, He will turn it around.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, Getting Through Tough Times. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join today's message.
I'm not just talking about being born again and the salvation of your soul. Yeah, that's part of it. But you see, we have a salvation in the natural. Acts 17:28, in Him we live and move and have our being. Now, I want you to notice that this is natural. We live. We move. And we have our existence in Him. You see, because He is the one that's going to take care of us when everything has come crashing down around our ears, we do not have to be dismayed. We do not have to be discouraged. We do not have to wring our hands and wonder what's going to happen next. Instead of wringing your hands, throw your hands in the air and begin to rejoice in the Lord. Because He is our salvation. Anything that comes your way, He is your salvation. Spiritual or natural, He is our salvation. Now, everybody wants to spiritualize everything. And thank God for the spiritual blessings and all of that. But I want to tell you what, I live in a natural world. I face natural problems. I have to exist in this world that's changing all the time, fluctuating up and down, here, there, and yonder. Do you know why some people are so upset all the time and the way they are? Is because they have nothing to stabilize their life. They have no salvation. We have a stabilizer. Now, an airplane has a stabilizer on it. How many of you know that? And that airplane, you can have all the other components you want. If you don't, if that stabilizer is not working, you're in trouble. Big trouble. You see, what happens to most of us is that our salvation, our stabilizer is God. And yet when we face our problems, when we get in trouble, when we're running up against it, instead of rejoicing in our stabilizer, our salvation, we begin to question God. We begin to question everything around us. We begin to question this one and that one and the other one. And we even begin to question the church. And many times people get in these situations, they drop plumb out of church. When if they would turn to their salvation and begin to rejoice in their salvation, they turn from the very thing that is going to keep them in the midst of the storm. Have you understand what I'm saying to you? See, the prophet here is trying to get the people that he's writing to, he's trying to get them to understand, look, it's been a bad year, baby. We had a crop failure. And evidently, they didn't have no food for the cattle or no water or nothing else, so they didn't have any cattle or anything else. There's no food in the fields. You know, years ago, I remember that I traveled with Dad in preaching, you know, and he's traveling to all these churches. And, you know, back in the 40s, in the 50s, you didn't get no checks. They took the offering up, and there wasn't no checks in it. And they just dumped the offering in and just dumped it out and give it to you. Give it to the preacher. He walked out with it, you know. That's just the way it was. back then. And, you know, sometimes some of the people get up and pull for an offering and so forth. But we went to this one church, and Daddy knew this pastor. And this pastor, he would get up there and he would say, "I know it's been a bad year." And, you know, back in those early days there, actually, there was still a lot of farmers in the early 50s. There was still a lot of farmers. And even before that, but he'd get up and say, "I know you had a cotton crop failure, and I know the tomatoes didn't come in, and I know that, but we need to give Brother Hagin a good offering now, because we've been there before, you know." So we was there, and I remember Dad, I was sitting there. I must have been about 9 years old. And I was sitting there with Dad, and he said, and he called him by his name, and he said, "Now look, let me tell you something. When you take the offering, this is what I want you to say. I don't want you to get up there and talk to those people about how bad it is and how much failure they've had. You know, they've had I know that the hail got the tomatoes, and I know the boll weevils got the cotton, and I know that there was so much rain that none of the vegetable crops came in. I know that. But I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to get up there and tell them, we're going to take an offering for Brother Hagin, and God is our supplier, and God is our source, and I want you to pray and take the offering." So this guy did that. He could not believe how much money come. He said, "Where are they getting that money from? I know they had these cotton crop failures. I know all this, you know, and everything." And Daddy said, "Well, the problem with you is that you always talking about what you don't have. And the way you talk to them, you don't encourage them to believe God. You encourage them to hang on to everything they got because they probably won't have nothing tomorrow." You see, when we get up against these situations in our lives, that it's not crops and vines and vineyards and olives such as that, but it's other things. It's jobs. It's trouble with family. It's not enough finances. All of these sort of things. See, instead of dwelling on the negatives, he told them, "Rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord doesn't change. The Lord is our salvation." You got to begin to be on the positive side and not on the negative side. Sure, the negative side's there. Sure, we had all of these problems and we had all this trouble. But you know what? If you rejoice in the Lord, he will turn it around. He is a great turner arounder. That may not be good English, but you understand what I'm talking about. How many of you have ever had him turn it around for you? You've been in a bad situation. But instead of wringing your hands and hollering, "Oh my God, what are we going to do now?" you begin to rejoice in the Lord. You see, when you begin to wring your hands and holler, "Oh my God, what are we going to do now?" you shut the door. But when you raise your hands and begin to rejoice in the Lord, talk about how good he is, how great he is, how he never changes, how his word will come to pass in your life, you throw the door wide open and say, "Come on in." See, the devil will kick a door down. God is a gentleman. He only comes in when he is welcomed. Hallelujah. You see, I want you to understand, we need to rejoice in the promises of God, because that's where our future is at. Our future is not in the stock market. Our future is not in the S&P 500. Our future is not in the Dow Jones, whether it's up, down, or sideways. I think I looked in a paper a while ago. I think they said it was down. That was yesterday, I guess, because it's in today's paper, so it had to be yesterday. See, I don't know. But if you listen to the news tonight, they told you. They told you what the Fortune 500s were doing. They told you what the S&P was doing. They told you what the Dow Jones was doing. And if you got money invested in the money market and also in stocks, oh my soul, I just lost $500. I just lost $5,000. I just lost $500,000. See, depends on how much money you got invested. But do you know what? That is not your source. The same God that give you that, that you invested, can turn around and give you more. So don't get so uptight. Just begin to praise God, and He can turn the stock market around. He can bring it back. All right? Rejoice.
The best is yet to come. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Hallelujah. Now, when you pass it through all of these trials, all of these things, don't pitch camp. Keep on walking. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil. Hello? Too many people stop in the valley and get devoured. Pass through the valley of all the trials and rejoice in the Lord, because He is your strength. See, that 19th verse says, the sovereign Lord is my strength. I realize that when all these things begin to happen, it's like it feels like your strength is sapped from you. I mean, we've all been there, me included. When everything seems to be going wrong, it's very easy to feel like your strength is sapped, and you just say, Mike Kelly's saying amen. Anybody else been there beside me and Mike? Anybody else know what I'm talking about?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I want to talk to you. You hear me say all the time, thank you for helping us. I'm talking to our Rhema partners, the ones who have partnered with us. Well, what is a partner? It's someone that prays regularly for us and then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send,
yes,
to help us support Rhema around the world.
Yes.
And you can, if you'd like to join, you can go to rhema.org/WPC and become a partner. And you that are partners, we really want to thank you.
Monday, we start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.